Moi, je m'appelle Romeo Mevakanen.
My name is Romeo Mevakanen, and I'm originally from Benin. I was born in the Ivory Coast in 1986, and I came to study in France. Far from my country, at a certain point, I needed to reconnect with what I would call my roots. My work often draws on material that is, let's say, ancestral, and it is work that questions memory, often history, and also archives. I use old sheets taken from bridal trousseau that are marked with the initials of young women who lost their names to get married. I macerate them for a long time in what are called elixir baths, which are liquids used during rituals and voodoo ceremonies in Benin. Because I was born into a society where the relationship to initiation and ritual is very strong, and at each stage of life, whether it's birth, death, birthdays, meetings, weddings, alliances, we often celebrate this with ceremonies, and there are a certain number of rites. In these rituals, there is often what I call elixirs, which I use as a liquid, that I let macerate sheets, which are sheets of French origin, which also have a history because they have incorporated a whole memory in these liquids before putting my work on them. It's a bit like shrouds that I paint in the hope of achieving a liberation. And these sheets, with all the history they have, are my medium for bringing out the history, but also for dealing with the whole imaginary of the amorous abduction. It is also the place of projection and encounter that I try to bring out. And so this installation is made up of several canvases on which I will reinterpret scenes of amorous abduction from antiquity to the contemporary period. And in these scenes, there is often the work of my portrait, which returns each time on the kidnapped bodies. Within the installation, there is a completely contemporary mechanism where someone, a young girl, is brought back to explain her relationship to love today in the contemporary world. It's a way of summoning memory and at the same time of reinterrogating the imaginary. When I close my eyes, I see it as a kind of journey, a door to the imaginary. I imagine a room which is a labyrinth in which you walk from one place to another, and which therefore does not necessarily have a starting point or an end point, because you can enter from both sides. And these canvases are almost on a human scale, and in front of this canvas, you don't know if you're in front of a painting or a theatre scene, because you are in a room. In the middle of this, we have this appearance of the young African girl who explains her relationship to love. Imagine is very vague, because the first time I heard the word, I went to look at the first reference, and it is John Lennon. But if you go a bit further, it's really the door to the imaginary, and it's a world that it's worth the trip for me. That's why I'm going to quote a beautiful sentence from Celine that I like a lot in Journey to the End of the Night. Traveling is very useful. It makes the imagination work. All the rest is disappointment and fatigue. Our journey is entirely imaginary. That is its strength. It goes from life to death. People, animals, cities and things, all are imagined. It is a novel, just a fictitious narrative. Literary says so, who is never wrong. And besides, in the first place, anyone can do as much. You just have to close your eyes. It's on the other side of life. For me, imagine is that.